Welcome to the Edified Equity Podcast. My name is Dino, and here we focus on all the unique benefits associated with being a passive equity investor in an apartment syndication. You can learn more about and follow us on the web, iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and our award-winning blog on Bigger Pockets. All associated links will be in the show notes. If you find this information helpful, please subscribe, like, comment, rate, and review. Today on the Edified Equity Podcast, episode number 59, we are talking about why multifamily syndicators get paid. So what happened was I received a question from a colleague on a message board, and basically they were saying their company was preparing to make a presentation to potential limited partners that they had an established relationship. They were either accredited or sophisticated, and they weren't actually pitching a deal. They were just talking about the business model of multifamily syndication. So they were going to talk about investment strategies and how they can serve and help the investors. They had mentioned a slide for how they got paid as syndicators, as well as how the limited partners, the equity partners, got paid as well. And they were worried about turning them off. They were worried about them saying, wait a minute, you know, this, they just kind of raising their hand and saying, I'm out. So you really wanted to know how to be straightforward and at the same time not make them think, wow, so many fees, I'm being ripped off. And the question was, should I even include how we get paid in this deck, in this presentation? Do you have any ideas? And of course I did. And I want to share with you my Edified Equity Investor Insight. So basically I said, look, you should undoubtedly discuss all aspects of the partnership split. Because the way I see it is like this. Once they completely understand how much value and what a great opportunity you're bringing to them, they shouldn't have any problems with you making money too. And I went on to say that I've had limited partners straight up tell me some of the best deals that they've been a part of were the deals where they paid the highest amount of fees. So higher fees, juicier deal, everybody won. And actually, many equity partners want the general partnership team to be paid and rewarded for their work, and they like setting up a, quote, when you win, we win structure. So when one makes more money, everybody makes more money. And a lot of equity partners, limited partners, get nervous if they see the general partnership side giving up too much money in order to make a deal work. So having said all of that, you know, I did let him know he's right. If the partners don't feel 100% aligned with the structure or with the model or them making money, they will say no. And you'll never be able to put deals and opportunities together through syndication. However, if you are 100% transparent, I mean, transparency and honesty is, you know, all, without a doubt, the best policy. And being transparent and honest up front, telling the entire story from the get-go is the right thing to do. And it will help my colleague earn his partner's trust. And the truth of the matter is, you know, there is a ton of uncompensated work and expenses that go into syndications that, you know, fall on the cutting room floor. They never see the light of day. So when you finally get a syndication that makes it to the point where you're offering up equity to limited partners, you know, you should be paid because there's a lot of work, there's a lot of lost money, there's a lot of uncompensated work that goes into finding this and putting it together. So I laid out 10 points for him, and I said, you should talk about this in your presentation. Point number one, there's a great deal of time and energy. It takes the acquisition team a lot of time to analyze, I mean, thoroughly underwrite these deals, go through them with a fine-tooth comb. And they've got to do enough deals to finally find a true investment opportunities. We are overwhelmed with deal flow. We are not overwhelmed with real opportunity. Number two, I reminded him that he's bringing their biggest partner to the table. And what I mean by that is, the general partnership team are bringing, they're bringing the financing to the table through Freddie, Fannie, HUD, bridge loan, a bank. However, that's done for them and they're qualifying for the loan, something that the limited partners don't even have to worry about or be concerned with. The general partners, number three, the general partnership team supplies all the risk capital. They have the liquidity and they have the track record to even make this deal come to fruition, this investment opportunity, this partnership come to fruition. Number four, the syndication team has worked hard and they have established and built essential relationships with commercial brokers and property management companies to help find these off-market deals. I mean, most of the deals that we get come from my acquisitions partner having phenomenal relationships with property management companies as well as brokers. And many times when he's underwriting a deal, he is the only set of eyeballs to see it. And in other cases, there might be two or three other groups involved. But nonetheless, having that set for the limited partners, again, something that they might be taking for granted or just simply might not even be thinking about, but it's definitely a benefit. Number five, the general partnership team has successfully negotiated the opportunity at a price that works for everyone. That is no small feat, and you should be rewarded for that. Number six, the GPs have performed the paper due diligence as well as the physical due diligence. But let me rewind. So when I talk about paper due diligence, I'm talking about they fine-tooth combed and went through all of the financials, the expenses, the trailing 24, the trailing 12. They looked at the P&L. They've matched this to what property management thinks is accurate. And the physical due diligence, hey, someone from the general partnership team, if not every member on the team, has been on a site visit. They've done walkthroughs and have been part and privy to the information discovered during the inspection. All of this, again, is time and money. The GP team, number seven, has built trusted relationships that took time, in some cases several years to establish in regards to the other equity partners, also known as the limited partners, that are investing alongside of everyone. What I'm trying to get at is here, if someone comes into an opportunity with a $100,000 investment, but the general partnership team is raising $3 million, well, they are the ones who have the other relationships in place in order to together syndicate and, again, make this deal, this opportunity come to fruition. Number eight, the GPs are going to operate. So they should be paid accordingly. They're going to operate the deal. They're going to operate the investment and create value while increasing the net operating income, the NOI, and ultimately that increases the value of the property because that's how these things are valued. That's different than the comps you see with single family homes. Number nine, GPs bring tax sheltered, tax-deferred money to the investors. And they provide a phenomenal alternative investment that has very unique tax benefits through cost segregation and bonus depreciation, for example, we can depreciate about 30% of the building in year one. That is going to show cash flow positive, but a loss on paper, meaning you will be able to keep all of the money that is earned, especially in that first year. So the general partners are also bringing cash flow in a deal and profit sharing at refinance, which is tax-free because you're adding on additional debt, and they're going to benefit from the profits at sale. And finally, the number 10 point that I brought, the general partnership team carries all the weight on their shoulders and all the fiduciary responsibilities. And for us, this is simply something that we do not take lightly. I go to bed at night and I can sleep good because I feel so good about the investments that I'm in and the investments that my partners are in on the active as well as the passive side. We do a great job at vetting opportunities, but the fiduciary responsibility, if there's something that will ever give me ulcers in my stomach, it would be having an equity partner lose their money. We take the fiduciary responsibilities of the and the role to preserve capital very seriously. It's at the front and it's foremost for us. So I reminded, you know, you have the opportunity. And when you explain it and field their questions, answer their questions, they should walk away feeling fortunate to have the opportunity to be part of your investment. Because remember, you're bringing them money. That's how I see it. So I just kind of closed it out and said, look, I hope this helps you make a strong case and your limited partners walk away with a sense of appreciation for you. Because that's the role with this investment, with this asset class. That's what I firmly believe that we are providing to limited partners, to equity partners, is an opportunity to partner in our deal. We're not asking for money. We're asking for your partnership, and in turn, we are going to pay you handsomely. Oh, and by the way, we have every right to get paid as well. So I hope you found this information helpful. And whether you're here for the education, entertainment, or if you or someone you know has a problem finding the right place to invest their money, please help them by sharing this info. I don't have anything to sell, but I am on a mission. And I will be delivering quality, consultative, educational content on a routine basis. Thanks for tuning in. Make it a great day. You certainly deserve it. This is Dino Pierce, CEO of Edified Equity, signing off. Goodbye.